So, of course, if we had it all to do over again...
Mayor Frank Jackson last night, you can see more of this, Wilson Center, Facebook, WilsonCenter.com.
Where we are now, we're in a much better position than we were yesterday.
Coming up at 7:20, I'll talk to a business owner that saw the windows at his establishment smashed over the weekend. Geiger's cleared out, that CVS, that pharmacy downtown, just the looting and all. Okay, a little Monday morning quarterbacking. Let's bring in Tim Dimoff, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services. Councilman Kevin Kelly tweeted over the weekend, "Thank you to all who acted peacefully in your show of frustration over injustice. To those who chose violence and criminal behavior, remember who you really hurt. Service staff, kitchen staff, cashiers, hotel staff, grocery store workers, just hoping to return to work this week, obviously being delayed with what happened and the curfew extended." Tim, give me your take on what you saw play out and police response or lack thereof and the preparedness maybe for what happened.
Yeah, Bill, it's an interesting question. And dealing with protest crowds that get violent is probably one of the, if not the most hardest thing for police officers and police departments to deal with, because you have a large mass amount of people. The majority of them are peaceful. And the police have to be careful about not harming someone that's just innocently there, not harming anybody, but also being able to infiltrate that large crowd and to be able to cherry pick out, for lack of better description, those that are causing the problems. And what happens with these peaceful protests, unfortunately, is that the majority of people obviously are peaceful. They have a mission. They're allowed to protest, and no one objects to that. And then all of a sudden, you have others coming in. Last night in Cleveland, out of the first six people that were arrested, five of them were out-of-towners. And what happens is radical groups who know that these protests are going to happen, they dispatch their people all over to major cities and tell them intentionally, cause problems, cause destruction, stir it up, and do it and do a good job of it. And that's their mission, and that's what happened last night. I think the police did a pretty good job. The only thing playing backseat quarterback that I see is when you have protests, unfortunately, when you start to have violence and response of violence, of fire and destruction, the police have to figure out how to get to the troublemakers that are behind the majority of the protesters and be able to grab them and arrest them. And as soon as you can start arresting the troublemakers, you can actually influence the flow of the violence. And I don't think last night that the police were able to respond for various reasons and get the troublemakers quick enough, and they let it escalate to a certain degree.
Final minute, you're referring to Saturday, of course, as far as last night, but Saturday night's what we're talking about. Tim Dimoff, let me get you out of here on this. In that, as I watched and so many of us watched this play out Saturday, there were talk of the National Guard coming in on Saturday night. I mean, Tim, they're breaking windows, they're looting, they're running in and stealing things, and you didn't see any police. At some point then, you think the police said, look, let's just hold our ground where we are, and it'll eventually calm down?
Well, the theory there is, unfortunately, is let them get away with a little bit of destruction, a fire here or there, let them claim a minor victory so that there isn't any major things that go on. And that's a big debate amongst police professionals of whether you allow it to start or not, or whether you allow the small things to happen. Unfortunately, I'm of the school that you get there, you get prepared, you have enough people, and the first thing you do is you don't allow the violence to escalate. You start to go after the people that are causing it, because the majority of people are just there for the protest.
Tim Dimoff, President, CEO, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services, his take on what played out in the city over the weekend. Tim, thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.